Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we're talking about how you can be led by the Spirit of God. My son Terry had such an amazing example of this in his college days, and I'm going to set it up a little bit for you, son, then I just want you to take it. He was going to school at Panhandle State University, which is way out in the panhandle of Oklahoma. Terry, his interests were in the line of rodeo and animal veterinary type courses. His degree is in animal science, I think.
That's right.
He was far away from home, really, even though it was in Oklahoma. It's quite a ways out there. We had four children in college at the same time, and Terry was always a hard worker, always wanted a job from the time he was a little boy. And so he was working and helping his way through college. Tell what happened out there, son.
Well, I was, like you said, I was going to Panhandle State, which was 10 miles from where I actually lived. I lived off campus in a house there. And life was going pretty good for me, as I thought. I was working for a oil field contractor. My job consists of maintaining the equipment, you know, changing oil, greasing them, things like that, which is a fun job when you're about 21 years old because you get to drive the semis a little bit. You get to move the equipment, and that's fun. And then on Saturdays, I would occasionally get to go out with the guys on the field that actually was bringing in the oil and things like that. So it was fun, and I learned a lot. Here's my life at that point. I was not spending a lot of time with the Lord. In fact, I was doing some things that I shouldn't have been doing. I was going to some bars with friends. I was drinking a little bit. I was not doing things that I knew I should have been doing, but yet I wasn't even thinking about them. I was just having fun and going to school. I felt pretty self-reliant. But that all changed in a matter of one day.
What happened?
Well, it was back in the 80s, early 80s, and there was a big change in the way America produced oil at that time.
The bottom fell out of the oil
market.
Yes,
it did. It, from being produced here in America, states like I was around, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, it was now being brought in from the Middle East.
So overnight, what happened?
Overnight, it changed. We thought it was just something temporary, but it turned out to be a week, 2 weeks, and my boss finally had to start letting people go. You know, we've seen these fluctuations before, but now it was serious, and everybody, you know, knew something was up, and he let me go. Being
college
a single
students,
college
uh-huh.
student, several others. You know, I didn't have any thoughts at that time. I went back a week later to see how it was going, and I was going to talk to my boss, and I saw him, and he was also the owner of the company. I saw two guys crying. He was one of them. I heard him. The other guy said, "Roy, what am I going to do to feed my family?"
He had to let the men go with
yeah,
the family.
Yeah, he was a family man. Roy, I shouldn't have mentioned anybody's name, but he was crying, and they were hugging each other. And I just backed up, went around the corner. I didn't want anybody to know that I was there.
The man said he didn't know what he was going to do to feed his family.
He didn't know what he was going to do.
That was all he knew to do.
The inside of me was all that security that I had built up. Self-reliance was gone. And a voice said, "Your mother raised you better than this." That's all it said.
Your mother raised, but you heard it.
Yes, I heard it. I don't know if it was...
It was the voice of the Holy Spirit
yeah,
in your spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it wasn't an outward voice. And I just, like I said, I backed away. And I went to my car, and I got into it, and I drove to my house. And I made a vow to heaven, to earth, and to hell that I was going to seek God. And if ever a man was going to seek God, I was going to be that man. And if Jesus said that, if you will, he says, "I knock, And he said, "I'll open," and I was going to find out if that was true or not, because I was gonna open the door, and I did. And I'm telling you,
what'd you do?
Well, I didn't have a job anymore, so I had free time. So I got home for about 3:30 from my classes, and I opened my Bible to Matthew, and I started reading. And I wouldn't quit until 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night. But you got to realize I was determined. I was not in this.
You made a quality decision.
A quality decision. If God was to be found, I was going to find him. Because I had to hear, because, you know, for one thing, I needed finances. Mm-hmm. And the oil field industry was a supply that helped other jobs, you know, to mm-hmm. be prosperous themselves, you know, everything kind of based off
that. It was a basis of the economy.
And I needed help. And sometimes I wouldn't even bother to eat dinner or anything. Didn't matter. Didn't watch any TV whatsoever except one show. And that was Gloria Copeland. She had a TV show back then. And I'd watch that. But that was it. And God told me there were certain things in that house that had to be, I couldn't have. And I did everything I knew. And that's what I did. And it was dull and it was boring. I would have friends call me, say, "Terry, you know that girl you always wanted to go out with?" I go, "Yes." "Well, she finally said yes if I would date her friend. So we're going to all go out together." I said, "I'm not going." "What? What's wrong with you?" And pretty soon when you make, and that happened over and over for different, not so much for girls, but for different things. And I would say, "No, no, no, I'm not going. No.
I'm staying home to see God.
I'm staying home." And pretty soon you won't have one friend left. And that was me. No friends now. None. They don't know what no telling what they thought. So it's just me and him. And then one day after about 2 weeks of this and not backing off one bit, no way, I walked into my house, opened up my Bible, and to my right, a voice said, "I'm here and I want to be your friend."
The voice of the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about that. It's in the book.
And so from that time on, he got me so high.
What do you mean?
I mean high. Like, I've never been high on drugs. But they tell me that there's drugs out there that will take every care away of this, whatever you're feeling. This was like that. And then it did something else. It started loving me. And it just let me know how much he loved me and how fun he was. And, you know, there for a while I was so high, I didn't even know I need finances, you know. But yeah. God just helped me, and life was fun. And, you know.
He manifested himself in a very humorous way to you.
Very humorous. I would come home from school, and the house would fill up with his presence. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't stand on my feet. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I would, he showed me one time a vision of the price that had been paid that he could have this relationship to you, mm-hmm. with, you know, mm-hmm. And that how he rose again, and that this was not free, and that how he longs to be with his man and his, you know, his children. When he longs to be with them on earth. And he was a lot of fun. He said, "Let's go play golf." And so there's nothing like playing golf with God. It's fun. And one time he just hit me there, just with his presence. I could no longer play. All I could do was hit the ground.
You hit the ground on the golf course?
Yes. Just overcome by joy. His love. But one day, you know, I said to the Lord, I said, "God, I need a job." And he laughed and he said, "You think you need a job?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And he says, "I'll tell you what you do." He says, "After your third hour class, go to the student union and order a chocolate malt." And that's all he said. And I did it. I had such a relationship with him. I knew he'd come through. I got, maybe 90% of that thing drank when a gentleman came to my table and he said, "Do you mind if I sit down?" I said, "No, I don't." He says, "My name is Everett and I'm the college electrician here. And I was recruited by my boss to get student help in the electrical program, plumbing program, and anything else that we need help with. Would you be interested?" I said, "Sure." That was the funnest job, and I learned so much. And also, he would manifest himself.
Well, I want to go back to this job business. So you had to be in a place that you heard him. Mm-hmm. And when you heard him so clearly that he could give you the absolute direction of go down to the student union.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to tell that other experience, what happened in the classroom tomorrow. But right now, I want to zero in on this. He led you.
Yes.
And he led you through your spirit, but you could understand the words.
Oh, yes. He's very clear.
Very clear, because you got where you could.
Yes.
You had to get all the other stuff out of the way, really.
Uh-huh. I would have never thought of that.
No, you would. Go down to the student union after such and such a class.
And order a chocolate malt.
And then you're sitting there. What are you expecting?
I knew it was going to come. No doubt in my mind.
And so Everett came up.
Everett came up.
Offered you the job. You had the job the rest of the time you were in college, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what all did you learn?
Oh, all kinds of things. Electrical mainly. I worked with him most of the time. And then I loved working with the refrigeration and air conditioner guy. He was a lot of fun, and some of the carpentry guys. It was just plumbing also. It was just priceless.
Priceless, and priceless to you and your job here.
Mm-hmm.
Out here at Prayer Mountain, we have cabins, which you've been involved in the building of. And now you're involved in the maintenance of.
Right.
And the keeping of things. And God, even in that, was preparing you for this.
You know, I never thought of that before, but that's true. That's just been so valuable to me.
So valuable. And he led you by your spirit to go there. Now, tomorrow, I want you to tell that thing that happened in the classroom. It's so funny. But right now, I want to remind everyone that this week we're using for our textbook, you might say, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God by Kenneth E. Hagin. And we're making a special offer to you, a radio offer of $10 plus shipping. Normally, I think it sells for about $15, maybe more. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And they'll know if you say this is the radio offer. They'll know to give it to you for the special price of $10 plus shipping. And so we'll be back tomorrow, and tomorrow I want, and I've also got Hannah with me. She's going to help a little bit. But we've got to talk about practicalities of how to be led by the Spirit. How do you do it? How does it happen? And so tomorrow we'll be back, and we want you to be back with us. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom. Until tomorrow.